I don't remember which one the Fossa is. That's the newest one. They just released the blue band.
The Fossa Sombra.
Yeah, the Sombra. Man, that cigar is awesome. And they're just really turning that brand. It makes me happy, and it makes me hopeful for STG in moving forward, because everyone, I feel like they got a bad rap going in and gobbling up brands and then just mulling them in the dirt.
I think they were, you know, they're looking to expand, and then they're looking to save money. It's like anybody, any company that takes over another company, they're looking to cut costs and increase and production. Yeah. And then, you know, the quality goes down. But I agree with you. I mean, at least they're making some good decisions now. Quality's going back up. I can tell the difference between the core CAO line before and after. You can tell the difference between the core line before. And, you know, hopefully I haven't really given another try, but maybe those, you know, hopefully those are.
Yeah, the Brasilia still slaps.
Yeah. Man, so are they starting to give their brands more independence? I kind of think so.
Yeah. Well, who knows? I guess you'd have to ask old Boothie on that one.
Nah. It's probably not an independent thing, but like, especially with something that has, you know, an established following, you know, you're going to read the press a bit, right? And then obviously that's going to, you know, dictate sales. And as you see things kind of level off or start to drop, you go, okay, well, now what are we doing?
So what are we going to rate this? Well, I guess we'll go with a 3. I mean, it would really be in between a 3 and a 4 for me. I mean, it is a good cigar.
Yeah, we don't have a rating for that.
Yeah, we don't have a 0.5. But we are going to have a little break here in a second, and we're going to come back and talk more about it. But like STG is as a whole, they send us quite a bit. You know, in every other month they send me a box or so of something. And it's they're just 5 packs. They send me 5 packs.
Thanks for sharing.
I do share them.
With who?
With you guys.
No comment.
Yeah. Don't think I do. Yeah. Come on. Come get them.
He always puts me to work when I go over there. That's the only thing.
I do. I have to. Somebody needs to make it work. Anyway, we'll be back right after this.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, welcome back. We just went over the CAO Stoke, and we gave it a rating of 3. And had a little bit of dialogue about STG and what we think about the future for them. And we're going to go ahead and move on to the El Titan de Bronze Redemption. Benjamin, why don't you tell us about that?
Sweet. The El Titan de Bronze Redemption is owned by El Titan de Bronze and is being sold by General Tobacco. That's a very different arrangement, and I'm not sure why STG would do that. But blend-wise, the El Titan de Bronze Redemption line is made with an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper covering filler tobaccos from Nicaragua. The binder is grown in the Esteli region, while the filler includes tobacco from the Esteli and Jalapa regions. This is the right time with the right people, and I feel so confident in them. After so many years, so much hard work with my family, this is the first time we will be able to get the amazing work of our artisans to people all over the country, said Sandy Cobas, owner of the El Titan de Bronze factory, in a press release. Currently 3 sizes offered for the El Titan de Bronze Redemption. You've got the Robusto at 5x50, the Corona at 5 5/8x46, and the Toro at 6x52. Also, the second biggest band in the lineup, really? It's covering like 50% of the cigar.
Yeah, it does. And that's, they're two separate bands.
Another big band banger.
Uh-huh, big band banger. Actually, this one was kind of a banger.
This is a banger, to be real honest. This is Wheelhouse Smoke for me, spice all over that thing.
Yeah.
It is a spicy meatball for sure. But, you know, also full body, full strength. This is a end of your day, you know, shut all the things down, close the computer, you know, get away from the family, and just dive in.
Yeah. No, I definitely like this cigar. I definitely, Rich, what do you think?
I'm sorry. No, I have to say I was really disappointed.
Get out. And this is last episode for Rich.
Yeah, no.
It's been nice, Rich.
So I read online that they used like real, like, what do they call the level 9 Cuban rollers for these things, like triple cap, and they use the Intubo, all that. Man, yeah. I couldn't smoke it.
Oh, here we go.
I couldn't smoke it.
With
it,
your mouth?
I couldn't smoke it.
What'd you use?
Yeah, what'd you use?
What other orifice?
Yes. Well, you know, the Barger method of smoking.
That's right. You stare at it.
You're smoking it too fast, Rich.
Yeah, I guess so. You do. I couldn't. I had to lay it down.
It's facts.
I had to lay it down. So couldn't do it.
What are we going to give this cigar? We'll go with a 4.
Magnificent.
All right, we got just a few minutes left in this episode. Rich, tell us about the Room 101 Namakumi Chingong.
The Namakumi Chingong. Namakumi means severed head, and Chingong, which means power, strength, and skill. We'll have to follow up with Matt about that one. Finally, a true rapper and quite pretty, and it's Robin's Eggshell Blue. The magic component of the Namakumi blend is that it is aged. Thank you. It's aged mathematically aged. What's that mean? And strategically in the tier of our haters. This is the source of the depth of its deliciousness. It is the taste of victory in the face of adversity. If you are using Barger math, nothing really seems to add up.
It's fine.
I know what you're thinking. How exactly did they acquire the tears of their haters at Room 101?
I'd assume.
Did the haters willingly submit to Tupperware containers of their full tears? Did Matt Booth poke fun at the haters publicly and humiliate them to the point where they began sobbing and then he put out some type of black titanium or sterling silver receptacle and captured the salty discharge as it streamed from their eye holes?
Who wrote this?
I don't know.
Salty discharge and Matt Booth. Ooh. Although they go in the same sentence, they should not be in this one.
Really enough Gloom 101 haters out there to possibly fill the multiple barrels necessary to age all the tobaccos properly with their tears? I'm going to, on the record, say that 2025 Namasuki was actually not aged in tears of their haters.
All right, so we're going to just run through this here. What would you guys rate this cigar? We're going to go 4s on it.
I love this cigar. You didn't like it?
Magnificent.
I didn't get it.
Here we go. He didn't get it. That's my fault. I know it. It's my fault. But that's another one, though. Like, when you talk about STG gobbling up brands, you know, there was a big lashback when they got Room 101, you know. But they've been...
I feel like they probably leave Matt alone, though.
They do. And I feel like that's the case, is they just let him do him. And then...
I don't think Matt would allow it any other way.
Yeah. No, I don't think so either.
His personality...
But it's definitely one of those interesting things. And like last year at PCA, they did their, 20-something anniversary or anniversary and had...
The big humidor.
With each anniversary cigar stick
it's
in
on
it.
It's on our Instagram. He went through the whole thing.
Yeah, he did go through the whole thing. We'd take a box if they'd send it to us, too.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Send them to you, at least.
Well, you know, we don't talk about it. You guys will get one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, don't hate the hater.
Just hate the Barger.
That's right. Everybody hates Barger. It's fine. But anyway, guys, I had a lot of fun with this lineup. It's really hard to do episodes like this, you know, because we have so many brands that we just focus on one brand in a show. But getting a chance to do multiple brands in an episode is a lot of fun too. And we do those with like our blind tastings and things like that. So if you guys want to check out some really fun episodes, we do blinds based on price point. And you guys can go back in our back catalog and check that. I believe from $5 all the way to $25 was the last one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that was a lot of fun for those who could afford to do it with us, you know, so.
I started a GoFundMe.
Yeah. But anyway.
I'm blind.
Anyway, you know, I just want to make sure that any last comments or anything on STG.
I would just say that any of these that you question about, you know, try them out for yourself. I always am willing to give a second shot to anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, always buy two cigars. Put one in your humidor, let it go, and then bring it back. Because sometimes you'll be surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a standard practice for me. If I go buy something new, I buy two of them and put one in there for later, and I'll usually forget about it. And then a year later, I'm like, oh, wait, what's this?
Well, I think you also nailed it too, man. Like the opportunity to be able to do this and prepare to have these conversations by getting a really good sense of what's out there on the market and smoking things purely from like a research perspective. To get us out and keep us outside of our kind of comfort zone as far as smoking goes.
Sure.
Is a really cool experience. And I think that, you know, if I were to like give someone a takeaway from this episode specifically, it's go out there and try something new, man. Like go pick up your daily smoke, right? Get the things that you know that you're going to enjoy. Chat with the guy that's running the humidor. Like, man, hey, what's new in here? You know, what are you kind of hot about? You know, you got any kind of tips on things that maybe I should try? And get outside of your comfort zone to experience all of the, you know, the love and the blending and then the cool things that go into these smokes.
And let us know what you think.
Yeah, put them in the comments. Let us know what you think. We just like to hear people's comments and laugh at your opinions. But if you would
laugh at your opinion,
definitely go check us out on our back catalog. We have a very extensive back catalog online. And good old boy Benjamin, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good old boy Rich, thanks for being here.
It's always good.
Good old boy Robert,
thanks for the love.
Oh yeah, and this is good old boy Barger telling you to keep on smoking, no matter what it is. That's right, those left-handed cigarettes.
The jazz cigarette, huh?
Gets you some jazz hands going there.
Devil's lettuce.
The moon cabbage.
Ooh. We got to do an episode on that soon. You want to do it with me?
Moon cabbage?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Heck yeah. I might have to get like a little electric shock collar on so it'll keep us on task. I'll be like, what are we doing again?
Why am I getting shocked?
Why are we here? Ow.
Oh, man.
What are we doing, man?
What's up?
Anyway, thanks for listening, folks, and go check us out. Thanks.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the dude in the basement studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce. The only logical solution is to listen to CJS at 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
Hi, my name is Liz, and I occupy the open mic slot from 9 to 10 p.m. on Saturdays. My listeners make me feel appreciated just by tuning in. As a creative person, it's sometimes difficult to show people the work that I've produced, thinking that it's not worth the eyes and ears of an audience. But community radio and listeners like you make my weekly show feel valuable, even when it's not perfect. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
the wheels of
everyone, my name is Fahime Jalili. I am the host of Free Voices every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. I'm just so delighted and privileged to be on the radio station, and the listeners, it means a lot to us. The motivation, the dream, the action, and all the positivity is coming because of all of you. I just want to simply to say thank you all.
calls her friends, doesn't know where she is. Shopping carts through the streets, I swear it's the only way it should be seen.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Across much of the U.S., electricity costs are rising, but you may not know how those prices are determined or that you have a voice in the process. Tom Content is with the Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin, a nonprofit that advocates for ratepayers. He says to raise rates, utility companies must submit a proposal to a state's Public Utility Commission.
They are in charge of what you're paying for electricity, natural gas, and sometimes water. They're in charge of mapping and setting a course for your state as to what the energy future looks like.
The commission evaluates the proposed rate hike and what's driving it, like fuel prices or investments in the grid. They may also examine how rising costs are distributed among residential, commercial, and industrial customers, and if the utility's proposed profit margins are reasonable. Most states have a consumer advocate division or a nonprofit like Contents to represent ratepayers during this process. But there are opportunities for ratepayers to weigh in too.
What we want to see is more people participate in these processes.
Content encourages people to attend public hearings and tell the commission what rate hikes will mean for their lives. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.
Hello, loyal listeners. I'm Connor, host of Bitcoover FM, Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. And we wouldn't be where we are today without you tuning in and interacting with us as an audience. And so, from the internet, from the virtual plaza, thank you.